Getting to grips with the grammar. To say that something is on the table, you choose a verb that describes how it's placed on the table. Sugar and milk, for example, would literally be standing on the tables, because if they were lying down, everything would pour out. That's why in Swedish we actually use the word for stand.
Står.
You would, of course, use the same word for people who are standing. In English, we say the milk is on the table. But in Swedish, we tend to use the word for stand, lie or sit when referring to how things are positioned. However, if you're unsure about what to say, you can always get away with using the word for is, which is
är,
as in it's on the table.
Det är på bordet.
Points about pronunciation. Let's just practice some long sounds again. We'll start with long consonant sounds.
Annat.
Else, as in anything else. Try to say it as if it were written with 10 N's.
Annat.
Now try to say a long K sound. It's a bit more tricky, so here you'll have to make a short pause just before the actual K sound.
Socker.
First, you say half the word.
So.
Then you make a short pause and then you let the K explode into a long K sound.
Ker.
Now listen to the whole word and repeat it out loud.
Socker.
Very good. If you make this short pause when you practice your pronunciation, your speech will sound much more Swedish. Use this short pause for all long explosive consonant sounds such as k, b, d, g, p and t. Listen to these examples meaning thank, old man, lived, lie, daddy, look.
Tacka, gubbe, bodde, ligga, pappa, titta.